This year sees the 20th anniversary of Baby Loss Awareness Week, and joining me in the studio from the maternity unit here at St Peter's Hospital is Zara Chamberlain. Welcome, Zara.
Thank you.
Now, what is your role here at the Trust?
So I'm a midwife and I work with the birth reflections, the birth support, the counselling and the bereavement service.
And Baby Loss Awareness Week, what is that all about?
It's an important time for anyone who's sadly experienced the loss of their baby, and of course for family and friends. It's a time to remember much loved and missed babies and to raise the awareness of pregnancy and baby loss.
Now, the week this year is from the 9th to the 15th of October. So here at St Peter's, what will be happening regarding this particular week?
So we're very aware that, in fact, the 9th to the 15th is always Baby Loss Awareness Week. And as you rightly say, this year marks the 20th year. It's really for anyone in the baby loss community to come together and commemorate our much loved and missed babies. So parents can light a candle if they wish. There's lots of different ways that each individual finds their own solace in different ways. And grief, of course, is experienced differently for each of us. Us here as a hospital at St. Peter's in the Multi-Faith Centre, we'll have some blue and pink candles which are lit for anybody that wants to come and spend some time, perhaps just reflecting. And we will be going around the wards with a cake trolley and giving out baby loss awareness badges to staff, just as a thank you, really, for all the staff, all the midwives and everything that they do in looking after our parents who've suffered the loss of a pregnancy.
Now, when a loss occurs, what do you offer to the parents, their family here at the hospital?
That will slightly depend on the gestation of the pregnancy loss. So there's the early pregnancy unit here that deals with losses from pregnancy up to 11 weeks and 6 days. And from 12 weeks onwards, parents come to the daffodil room, which is our bereavement suite on the labour ward. And as I say, depending on the gestation of the loss, we can provide memories for parents. So it may be given to them in a memory box, and that may be hand and footprints of the baby. Mm-hmm. It may be a lock of hair. Photographs are very, very important. A candle. We have books that we can give to parents for sibling grief to help them explain to brothers and sisters the loss of their sibling. We also have many knitted items, which many of our wonderful knitters in the community donate very generously to the daffodil room. And these can be little sleeping bags or little dresses, hats, teddies, blankets, and everything comes in twos. So one set will be with the baby and the other set will go into the memory box. The parents leave with nothing, just the memory box.
The memory box.
And so the memories become very, very precious items. And very important.
And obviously, Zara, support is very important. So is there counselling support or bereavement support for the family?
So here at St Peter's, we have a counselling service for all parents. And sometimes the partner will come as well, and sometimes it's just the mother, sometimes it's just the partner, and often they come together. I think that's really important. And for future pregnancies, which can be very difficult for parents after pregnancy loss because of huge anxiety, we also offer birth support, and we work very closely with the sonographers, with the consultants, with midwives, and we're all part of a team. But what we try to do is to provide that psychological support.
And is there anything else about Awareness Week that people should be aware about?
There are many charities that help parents with loss. And it's not just working on bereavement, but also help and support in future pregnancies after pregnancy loss, which is also very, very important. And there are charities such as SANS and the Miscarriage Association, our Ectopic Pregnancy Trust, baby loss awareness covers so many different forms of loss. Mm.
So when somebody loses somebody, you will give them help and direction of places to reach out to,
yes,
as well as what is offered at St.
Yes,
Peter's.
Yes, that's right.
Great. So thanks for joining us here, Zara, and explaining all about Baby Loss Awareness Week on Radio Way. Thank you.
Thank you.